Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Gerald Salente back on the show. Gerald is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate 18 years with him later this year, but more importantly, he's the author of Trends 2000, which is a book I helped him launch way back in the 90s. And folks, this book is still prophetic. The things that he said back in those days are coming true even today. He's his ongoing work is in the form of Trends Journals, the Trends Journal, which he publishes regularly, and he's our good friend Gerald Salente. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, great being on with you, Jim.
He's one of the great thinkers of our time, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald, recently you identified top 10 trends for 2016. And almost every one of these are things that you and have told my audience about over the years. And one of the things we've talked about is what I call the beauty pageant that we call a presidential election. You call it the reality show.
Actually, we called it in our spring 2015 Trends Journal cover was Cowards, Liars, Freaks, and Fools, welcome to the presidential reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before...
This is a year ago, folks. This is a year ago.
And this is before Donald Trump got into the race. This is about months before. As a matter of fact, we were so keen on looking at this as a presidential reality show, we've applied for trademark of the, and it looks like we're going to get it. We've been going back and forth with it. Because the thing is, the presidential reality show is not going to stop after Election Day.
Right.
Because that's all this has become.
But de Tocqueville said, you get the we get the government you deserve. Isn't this because we live in reality TV America? Never mind the candidates. Isn't this us?
It's partially it. And, you know, I have to say, you know, I speak around the world, and I'm on with a lot of people. And it's a global inflection right now that, and when I travel, it's the same thing. People have lost the will to fight. They're letting these cowards, liars, freaks, and fools, and they come in all names, shapes, and sizes.
Yeah.
Whether it's the thing going on in Malaysia, where they misplaced the guy who's running the gig has misplaced a couple of billion dollars, you know, or I love the word I use that, you know, misplaced, misspoke, you know.
Well, but look at Putin. Look
again,
what he's doing.
Again, you look around. You know, Hollande.
Yeah.
Cameron.
In France. Yeah. In
the UK. Mm-hmm. And Putin, by the way, when you look at a lot of what's going on, it's a lot of it's not factual as they're attacking Putin. And I'll give you one example. You listen to the debates on the presidential reality show,
yeah.
And it's not a debate. And I'll get to the Putin point in a minute. It's Jim, you have 90 seconds to answer this question and 60 seconds for rebuttal.
Mm-hmm.
How about calling it "Beat the Clock"?
Right, that's a good point. Well, and the thing
so
is,
going back to Putin,
but hold on to Putin because
yeah.
I want to hold on to that for a second because I want to ask you this question. I'll give you some time to mention him in a minute. What is it? Isn't America supposed to be above this? Aren't we? You mentioned, you know, Hollande and Cameron and the other guys over in Malaysia. Isn't America supposed to be above all that?
America was supposed to be above all that when we had our constitutional rights and we fought for them and our Bill of Rights.
When the political class actually cared about the Constitution.
And the people fought for it.
Yeah.
And now, you know, they cower in fear like they do around the world. But going back, look what happened in France. Yeah. You know, they a couple of terrorist strikes, people have lost their rights completely. Yeah, you know, in so many ways, and this is the place, you know, liberty, freedom, and what was the other one? But so that what they do is they rob them of their rights. But going back to the presidential reality show, I heard Maria Bartiromo on Fox ask one of the contestants on the presidential reality show, you know, now that that Russia has invaded Ukraine, and she keeps going on with the question, and the question is answered.
Yeah.
Russia never invaded Ukraine. They never invaded.
Well, they took over Crimea.
Well, they didn't invade.
And they encroached on Ukraine.
No, they've had been in Crimea, Jim.
Yeah.
Longer than America's been a country.
Yeah. But Crimea is not self-determined anymore.
Well, again, the people voted. They did not invade.
Well.
They did not launch a military attack and invade, and they're making people seem as though they are responsible.
You're not gonna put a positive spin on Putin around here.
Hold on
to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. I'll let you talk some more about this. And I'm going to ask Gerald, are we in the middle of World War III?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.